Hey y'all, this is Gretchen from Always a Lessons Empowering Educators podcast. I'm a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts, but make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
This is episode 11 of Shooks and Gif. In this episode, we talk about embedding a live slide in a Google Doc, prefixes and suffixes in numbered lists, saving photos directly to the drive from an iOS device, and that we can finally make a copy of a Google site. Yes!
Welcome to Shooks and Gif, the podcast where we share EdTech treasures we love. Each week, we'll share a tool, podcast, tip, or trick with you, our listeners. We are your hosts, Kim Polishuk and Jen Giffen. Let's give it a go.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Jen.
Did you hear about the two antenna that got married on the weekend?
I was not at the wedding. No, I did not.
Yeah, the ceremony was good, but the reception, fantastic. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I did a triathlon this morning.
I heard. I missed it. I missed it. It was a PA day in our house also, and it was a little chaotic this morning, so I missed it. But how was it?
It's good. It's our second annual for the listeners.
The try.
We call it the try. It was the brainchild of Trevor Crixt and I last year when we got really excited one day and said, you know what I'd always love to do? We're talking about health and making healthy life choices at any rate. We said, I'd like to do a triathlon, but I'm kind of scared of it. Maybe if we do a little one, we should do a little one. And we planned this whole thing. We did it last year and it was a bit scary, but.
And more people came this year.
Yeah, a few more. Not many more. It was rainy a bit this morning here. So, but yeah, we run. I only walked it this year though, because I'm not in any kind of shape to be running. I think we run like 2 or 3 kilometers.
That's
and then
amazing.
We bike maybe 7 or 10 kilometers. And then
swim.
I thought the pool was bigger, so I thought I swam like 500 meters, but I swam 250.
Oh.
But I did all of it. And my goal is always to do it. It was a healthy life choice. It was a great way to start running.
That's awesome. I should really try to do it next year.
You should. Well, I think they're doing another one 2 weeks, so stay tuned.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
That's what they're saying. It's fun. It's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I don't think they're here to talk about my
they're not?
Experience. Maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Maybe they are.
Something exciting happened this morning.
What?
On your ride into work.
Yeah, I nearly drove off the road.
That was really cool.
Thank you, Ryan and Brian.
Thank you so much.
We got a shout out on Check This Out. I've mentioned Check This Out
many times.
Check This Out. It's one of my favorite EdTech podcasts. And they do this segment that's like what are you reading? What are you listening to?
Wait, hold on a second. I want to just pause for a second and tell them. When I came into work this morning and I heard you listening to it, I said, what is that?
Here, I'll play it.
Because of the way that she listens to podcasts. Are you going
to
play it?
Okay. I listen to podcasts really quickly. The only one I can't listen to quickly if it happens to come on is ours because I speak too quickly. Sorry for all of you. I'm gonna put it back to how I normally
listen. So I walk into the office and I listen to her and she has this just playing on the table and I said, what is that? And
this is the speed, Ryan and Brian. This is how I listen to you. So when I meet you, if I'm looking at you like, why are they speaking so slowly? You'll understand why.
All right, I'm going to do music for mine.
All right.
I feel like I have evolved as a parent to that. I feel like I've evolved as a parent in terms of with my music and my children. I still remember the days of taking them to see the Wiggles and Dora the Explorer.
Is it really that fast?
It is exceptionally fast.
I listen fast.
It is really fast. I said, what? So she slowed it down at the most amazing part.
Yeah, at the very end, they gave us a shout out and they said that they liked the show. So thanks. It's always nice. And guys, I'm sure you feel this way too. If you have a podcast, to know that people are listening.
Yeah.
Just so that it's
and
not,
then it's making an okay. impact because they said that when we say something and they learn something and shut up.
And then that's what they named the episode. Yay. And they also were right. It is called GIF, not JIF. And proof is my name.
Oh, that I have to say that did upset me because they said that the argument had been settled. It is so far from being settled.
No,
just
really,
so you know.
It's not. But
it is not GIF. It is JIF. That's how he named it. But we're not going to get into that discussion right now.
And guys, we are at ISTE and I can't speak for Kim, but I would love to be on your show. Kim, how do you feel?
I would love to be on your
ISTE podcast. Kim and I have actually talked about just doing little blurbs using the Anchor app.
Yeah.
During yesterday. Like, I just learned this really cool thing. Or if someone's like freaking out beside us and maybe putting a bonus summer episode in.
We mentioned we might do it backstage right before the Ignites, but we think people might not appreciate it.
We didn't
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
We hadn't recorded.
Okay, so did I even announce mine yet? I don't think I did. So, yay.
Yay.
Yay. I was accepted to do an ISTE Ignite again this year. Yay. I'm really excited to do it again. It was such an incredible experience speaking at that conference
in front
of all those amazing educators who I really look up to. It was quite an honor.
And the conversations that you can have backstage with the people who are in your cohort are amazing.
Last year, I was backstage and I was super nervous, but Holly Clark was back there with me. And she was such... She was such a calming person for me. She really helped center me and just helped me get ready. And I don't even know if she realizes how much I appreciated that. But
Holly,
if you're listening, that meant so much to me last year. So thank you. And more good news.
So after we recorded last Monday, we were sitting in a meeting in the afternoon.
Oh, this was so funny.
And all of a sudden I kind of went white and I was like, oh gosh, because an email had come in saying I had been waitlisted, saying that I am now accepted.
Yes!
So Kim and I are both presenting
on the same day, on the Sunday.
Yeah, on the Sunday from 3 to 4:30. She's the ninth speaker and I'm the 12th. So what's the name of yours?
Mine is Can You Hear Me Now? Leveraging Technology to Amplify Student Voice.
Yep. And mine is called What Making Pancakes Can Teach Us About Assessment. I love Ignite Talks.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Okay.
On to business.
Anyway, we will be at ISTE, Ryan and Brian, and we would love to, if not chat with you, there chat with you some other time. But we definitely need like a big selfie because we'll fangirl in that moment.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Let's get started.
Back to everybody else.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Let me pull up my list. So I don't have huge ones. Oh, I have a question for you before we begin.
Okay.
So, Google Drive has changed.
Yes.
Right? The font has changed. The background has changed.
The drive symbol
is
different.
The colorful
plus sign.
Do you now go back as a presenter and as someone who shares resources and do you, or maybe not go back, but update screenshots and that as you go, or is it okay to keep them as they were? What's your thought? Because I'm really torn.
So a lot of my tutorials are GIFs made with Jiffy Capture.
Peanut butter?
Stop. So I, you know, to go back and redo a lot of them, here's what I would do. I would go back and redo them if it was easy enough, it was just a couple, and if it made a difference into the understanding of the concept that I was trying to help my learners understand. If it's not, I wouldn't rush to do it.
Okay. Cool.
But
I'd be curious, people out there knowing you,
knowing me, I probably would. But that's what I would hope I would do.
Listeners, tweet at us, hashtag Shooks and GIF, or leave us a message on the Anchor app and let us know what you do. Because we're working with a lot of people who are really fresh and new, and sometimes they don't see exactly.
It can be a little.
Like, I'm thinking maybe beginner
anxious.
Stuff. I don't know. Maybe it just comes with time. Because, like, as things change, you might have to redo it anyway.
Yeah, that was
just my question. I've been meaning to ask you.
It's a good question.
Okay, so my first one. So I am getting ready to go to the Apple Mania conference
in
Indiana. I leave on late Wednesday night and I arrive there and I stay Thursday, Friday. I'm doing the conference. Really, really excited to network with that group of people. And I was getting ready for one of my sessions is all about paperless rubrics and creating a form and using Autocrat. I should actually maybe talk about that here one day, not today. And in most cases, I have a slide deck that I walk people through. But for that one, it's just a step-by-step like table in a doc. But I always make a landing page when I'm presenting more than one time.
Yeah.
And my landing page has my name, has my Twitter handle, my picture, my website, and then links to every resource. So that, you know, you might see someone in the last section of a conference and be like, oh, I really like the way that they do things. I wish I'd seen their other stuff. And I'm big on sharing and I'm big on giving out for free. We know this. Like, that's why I love the HyperDocs girls and their teachers give teachers.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, how am I going to put something in to the bottom of this Google Doc when I normally have this landing slide that I would put in the slide deck.
I know where you're going with this.
And then I remembered what you could do. And it's something that I learned a while ago and it's sort of forgotten. And I'm thinking maybe people in the audience don't. If you're in a slide deck in Google Slides, you can pick any one of your slides or any number of your slides, actually. And if you right click on the slide and hit copy, and then you go over to your Google Doc and hit paste, it will actually paste that slide anywhere in as a photo to your document. Which is awesome. And it allows you to do a live link. So if I make any changes on that landing page slide it will be automatically updated and refreshed, just like from slide deck to slide deck, in the Google Doc.
It's phenomenal.
It's really great. The only thing I don't like, and I could be wrong because I just fiddled for like 33 seconds last night because we had a huge event at the Giffen household. William lost his first tooth.
Oh,
so there was big like talk around Tooth Fairy and how much he brings. And Bennett, my oldest, had to write a letter and say it should be something special because we're anyway. So I was just playing a little bit and it looked like you can't actually, because I have links to everything, right? Like it would say like paperless rubrics and then link to the resource and stop motion with slides and the stop motion studio that you and Sandra did. I'm using that with your permission. And I have that. It doesn't look like you click the links actually work
within the slide, within the doc.
That's right.
Okay.
So you'd have to put maybe the links, if there were live links in that slide, underneath. But at least the picture would be there.
Underneath in the doc.
That's right.
Okay.
This would also be a really neat way, I realized, if you're sort of someone that like, oh, I want to have the overlay of pictures over words that we can't do in docs yet for the love, that you could get that done. That you could overlay. So you could make a slide, make that overlay if you want some sort of graphic and insert it that way. So I thought that was a really cool aha if you want to sort of do a hybrid of a cool slide that you have in a document that you just want that visual.
Nice. Very nice.
What do you got?
So a few weeks ago, I started following this amazing EdTech guru who I know you recently met. Ish. Jake Miller.
Oh, Jake and I are besties.
You're besties now.
we are now Twitter besties.
I have to say, I don't know how I hadn't been following him. He's been around a while.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I started following him.
Yeah, you said, this show guy's awesome.
Jake Miller.
And I said, I know.
I've been following him. How did I not know about him? So I followed him on Twitter and every single day he posts tweets. I mean, this is the learning I love.
I know.
Just tiny tidbits. It's basically how we started this idea for this podcast.
Yeah.
Is little ahas to get you going.
Totally.
Every day he tweets a little gif.
Uh-huh.
Don't give me the eyes. He tweets a little gif with a little tutorial of how to do something. And I have fallen in love with his tweets. So thank you, Jake. And I'd like to share one of the tweets that he shared a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Really simple, but did not know you could do this. And I think I retweeted it saying, I did not know that, but
very
I do
good.
Now.
Yep.
When you put in a numbered list, so if I do one in a doc, two, three, if I number this list, I did not know that you can add prefixes and suffixes to a numbered list. So I've created a numbered list, I right click on it, and when you go down beyond the different options, you see something that says edit prefix and suffix. When you click on that, I could put in a prefix that says step space.
Yeah.
When I click okay, all of my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5s turn into step 1, step 2, step 3. Who knew?
Yeah.
And if I don't want to do that, I can add in a suffix. This is exactly what he showed in his quick GIF. So instead of 1, before the period, I could do ST. Now it's first, second, third.
Yeah, it's awesome. We'll definitely.
Hold on a second. It's not first, second, third. It's first and then 2 ST and then thirdst. So is it possible to just do one of them?
Is that what they're
called? So that's first. But if I say edit prefix and suffix, it's first, second. If I change it to ND, no. Okay. Jake, how do we do this?
Jake, we need to know. Does listen. He tweeted at us yesterday about this.
He did. Okay. So I'm going to ask Jake to get back to us because I don't know how to get a different suffix for each one in order
so that you
to
can
do
get
first,
the ordinal
second, third.
Yeah.
Is that the fancy name?
No, it's called an ordinal number. Yeah.
Okay. Along the same lines, this is one that I know of. If I have some text in a doc, which I'm just doing my text.
ASDF, JKL semicolon.
It's true.
Beautiful.
It's true. I'm going to do a bulleted list or a nuggeted list of boxes.
Mm.
As in, this is my checklist to-do list.
Oh yeah, I love this.
If you click on the list, the actual boxes, and then click on it again to isolate one box, then right-click, you can turn that single box into a check mark. So you can actually check off mm-hmm. your bulleted to-do list one by one. Yeah, it's kind of annoying. You got it 1, 2, 3 clicks, which I know we like less clicks. But it is possible, which I love because who doesn't love a to-do list?
That with checks. The other thing I like to do is I check it, but then I also highlight all.
I do that.
Shift, Command, Shift, Control, X to do the strike through.
The strike through. Love that one. Or I'm a highlighter person, so I will highlight a row when it's done.
Oh.
But there is a check mark option. I like to highlight it because it's super visual, even though the cross out is still there.
Yeah.
But sometimes the cross out might make it a little bit more difficult to read it.
Yeah.
So with the highlighter, I can still easily read it, but I also know it's done.
Got it. Do you highlight it in a bright color or like
yellow.
In a gray?
Yellow.
Really? See, to me, that means still have to do it.
I've just trained myself to work backwards.
Okay. Like the upside down.
Like the upside
it's
down.
Like shift.
Yeah. Somebody liked that on Twitter.
I know, Roxy.
Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
Roxy,
we're
awesome.
Love all your tweets. Thanks for them.
She's awesome. The upside down.
And it was hilarious.
All right.
Without the, what's it called? The gar, what's it called?
The monster. Without the dragon. The Dungeons and Dragons. No,
yeah.
That's not what it's called.
No.
It's called the...
Oh, I...
Demigorgon. Demigorgon.
Yeah, go team. Okay.
All
right.
You're
so up. I'm off. We are all over the place. Can you tell summer's coming? All right. So my second one is about saving pictures on your phone. So I've done a lot of work in general, like in when I was in the classroom and now in this role, where we take pictures of student work or what students are doing on our personal devices because we have route, we're on a phone, we're on like a walkabout around campus, we're, you know, doing an activity, and privacy issues come up for
yes.
teachers a lot. And they say, oh, but then it's on your device. And, you know, we're unionized here in Ontario. So, you know, the union is very much like, oh, you don't want students' likeness saved on your personal
yes.
devices. And if you don't have a work device, it causes problems. But what people don't realize is if you download the app, the Google Drive app, to your personal device, and then make sure that your EDU domain is linked to that, one of your options when you get into Google Drive, you go to any folder. And on the bottom right-hand corner, there'll be the blue plus sign. And when you click that, one of your options is use camera. And if you click use camera, and then you go take a picture, it actually saves the picture you just took to that folder. Depending on how your settings are with your photos, it might still save it to your phone. So you need to check and turn it off. I take a picture, it's saved, and you say use photo or retake. And then boom, it just uploads it to whatever folder you were in.
Okay.
Fantastic. Now, if you don't have the settings properly, it might still save to your phone. So if I go right now to my photos app, because I think I don't have it on, you see it's actually
there. Yeah.
So yeah, you go into settings and scroll all the way down to where your apps start and go into Drive, and you'll notice it says allow Drive access to, and the first option, this is on an iOS device, by the way, this is not for all you Pixel users, this isn't really applicable, but on my iPhone, it says the first option is photos, read and write. And if I click never for that, when you go in, it says never or read and write. If I click never and then come out of my settings, okay, I take another picture. So this time, I hit the plus sign. I make sure I'm in the right folder I want. I take a photo, I use the photo, and you'll see it uploads to my Drive. But when now I go back into my picture app, it's not there.
Nice.
So those sensitive pictures that you might have in that, like the child's likeness and whatever that you only want stored on, not personal devices, but, you know, in your work domain for Google, that's the way to get around it. You want to download the Google Drive app and just make sure that it doesn't have access to your photos. But then you can store everything. The one pain in the butt with it is you can't just like keep clicking, click, click, click. You have to keep click, use photo,
right.
plus sign. Camera again, like there's no really fast way to do it.
Well, it's
but
either
it's,
it's either work up front or work afterward, because
precisely.
Afterward you'd have to go back and delete them all from your hard drive on your phone.
And in that time, they might already be up in the cloud. And let's be honest, who understands cloud?
Right. So I would say I always like work up front, anyways.
Me too.
That's
Me
my
too.
Preference.
Okay, that's mine. What's yours?
It's a big one.
I like big.
It's something we've been waiting for.
I know.
And asking for. It was a for the love
yes,
for quite a while.
It was a for the love. And we found out about it the same way, at the same time, and she, within nanoseconds, beat me to dibs on it.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. we can now make a call. Well, maybe in
Soon.
A week or so, we will be able to make a copy of new sites.
Yay!
Insert applause here. That means when you are in a site and you click on those three Timbits in the top right-hand corner, just to the left of the publish button, there will be an option soon, I still don't have it in my personal account, to make a copy of a site.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this so amazing?
No,
think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
Student portfolio template.
That's exactly where I go.
When we had classic sites, I was a big user of Site Maestro by Andrew Stillman. When I met him at ISTE,
yeah.
I was quiet. I couldn't find the words. It was simply because I was so grateful to him for how he impacted my role as an educator
and
my ability.
That was the other thing. He knew who you were. He's like, oh, you gave us that great feedback that changed this. And you were like, oh my God.
I know. I almost had one of your moments where you went on the floor when you met Eric Kurtz.
Oh my gosh.
I was too paralyzed to do it. Anyways, back in the day with classic sites, I used to use Site Maestro to make copies of templates for student portfolios. It was wonderful. But now that we can make a copy of sites, we could create templates for student portfolios, make a copy for each student. Then you could transfer ownership over to the student if you wanted to, or maintain ownership and keep them as an editor. You could create templates for class newsletters, newspapers, brochures, whatever template you wanted to create.
You have an overarching school improvement plan. And
building
then
your
department plans are within each, and everyone has their own. There's a template that follows, so it's uniform for the school.
Or maybe you've started a project 1 year and you want to iterate on it, but you want to keep the existing one the way it is. Make a copy of it and expand on it from there.
Yeah.
There's so many possibilities. We're really happy that Google has made this possible.
Thanks, Google.
Now what we need...
for the love.
Now I'm so ungrateful. I'm like, yes, I like my kids. My kids. I'm like, I complain about this with my boys.
Thanks for the ice cream. Can I now have a cookie?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, originally when I tweeted out how excited I was, I said, okay, now I would love for somebody to go ahead and create the ability to make mass copies of it, like push it all out to students, as in Site Maestro.
Like as in Site Maestro, and like my add-on did.
Exactly.
And then Alice Keeler came back and said, we're not able to do it yet. We're waiting for that functionality to come on the Google script end of it.
But I am learning from her course.
Yeah, I know.
It clicked
it's so good.
Yesterday.
It's
I was
good.
Really excited.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty big aha moment that now we can make copies of sites. So thank you for listening to our feedback. Again, anybody listening, Google genuinely, sincerely wants our feedback. Please continue to use that feedback button wherever it may be found in whatever app you're using. They want to know.
Yeah.
And we will have a For the Love episode, and maybe we'll just make sure that they hear it.
Yeah. We'll send it to the right people.
Whoever that might be.
We'll just show up at Mountain View. We'll do like Say Anything, where we just hold up the boombox and start playing our podcast.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my gosh. We need to make a picture of that. Oh, somebody out there is really good with Photoshop. Can you make a picture of both Kim and I instead
holding
of John
up
Cusack holding up?
Oh, it could be like a big boombox, but on each speaker it's the Shooks and Gif logo.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
That's it for this week. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And if you think others might enjoy some of this learning, please give us a rating.
Show notes for this and all episodes can be found at bit.ly/Shooks and Gif.
That's bit.ly/SHUKES and GIFF.
As always, we would love to hear your ahas on the Anchor app.
Or by tweeting at us using the hashtag ShooksAndGIF, sending us an email, or talking to us in real life.
I'm Kim Polishook, and I can be found on Twitter at Kim Polishook.
And I'm Jen Giffen, and I can be found at VirtualGIF with 2 Fs.
Thanks for listening to Shooks and GIF.
And as always,
have an aha,
give it a go.
Shooks and GIF is a proud member of Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here.
For more great content, go to voiceed.ca. We'll definitely.
Hold on a second. It's not first, second, third. It's first,
sext.
Whoops. Not happening there.
Big hard no on that one.
It's for
thirst.
Oh, jeez, Louise. Site Maestro by Andrew Stillman. Oh, Andrew Stillman.
Yeah, Kim has his big edu crush, like professional edu crush on
when
Andrew.
When I met him
brain.
At ISTE,
I think she said you're bright red. She's bright red now. It's not even here.